Well, hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and for the next hour I'll be playing some great bluegrass music. And I think we'll get straight into it. We've got the theme running in the background. We're going to hear some tunes from Mr. Joe K. Walsh. Joe Walsh recently toured New Zealand with Mark Mazengarb, and he played some fine music that I was fortunate enough to go and see. I first heard of him when he played with the Gibson Brothers, and he was a fine mandolin player, very, very supportive, and did some lovely harmony singing, lovely lead breaks there. And this album of his has got 11 songs on it that are all very quite progressive bluegrass, but they sound nice. Joe's a mandolin player with a lovely touch, and we're going to hear from him a couple of songs, Red Skies, and then an instrumental, Cumberland Gap, which is a sort of salute to the old tune Cumberland Gap with a very contemporary arrangement. So let's get straight into that now.
Shall we leave this shore? And just as a turning stone made smooth, we will one day worry no more. Stones in the sea rock in, rock out under the heaving tide. But red skies tonight as you take your leave, and we wait for moon to rise. So have we reaped a bounty of love bestowed. Now as the task has come to us, in your stead we'll strive to hold. Songs in the sea rock in, rock out under the heaving tide. But red skies tonight as you take your leave, and we wait for rise. Red skies tonight as you take
was a very modern version of Cumberland Gap, wasn't it? I think he rewrote the tune completely. That was Joe Walsh. And playing banjo on that track was Gabe Hirschfield, who many of you will remember toured New Zealand with the Lonely Heartstrings Band just a few months ago. And you'll be seeing them again next year. So just stay listening and we'll tell you about it. We're going to hear from Mountain Heart now, the 2004 recording of this great band. They're a really driving, modern bunch of fairly young guys playing. Steve Gully on rhythm guitar, Barry Abernethy on banjo, Adam Steffi on mandolin, Jim Van Cleve on fiddle, Jason Moore on bass, Clay Jones on rhythm guitar and lead guitar, and some special guest performances on the album. I'm not sure if they're on the tracks that we've got. Ricky Skaggs played additional guitars, Jeff Taylor played some accordion, and Rob Ikes played dobro. Well, we're going to hear a couple of tracks from Mountain Heart. Heart Like a Road Sign, Head Like a Wheel, which has got to be one of the most interesting titles for a song that you're going to hear. And then The Life That She's Chosen. Let's listen to Mountain Heart.
Devil on my heels, heart like road sign, head like wheel. Secondhand direction, destination unknown. Misfortune tells me I'm already too far gone, but I don't need no debutante to show me how I feel. Heart like a road sign, head like wheel. Hey, Mr. DJ, could you spare me a dime? I'm wasting all my money now, I'm just spending time. I got financial undertakers kicking down my door. Maybe she tells me I don't live anymore, but I'm too broke to brag about and too proud to steal. Heart like a road sign, head like a wheel. Pain, money, money and pain. I'll take a potion, you can keep on the change. I'll make the sacrifices, I'll take the bill. I'll pay the price when nobody else will. Confusing all my facts. Elephants on my shoulders and monkeys on my back. Peanuts in my pockets, banana peels by the pound. This jingle of jungle is about to drag down, but ain't nothing that'll change the scenery won't heal. Heart like a road sign, head like a wheel. Oh, heart like a road sign, head like a wheel. Sacrifices, I'll take the bill. I'll pay the price when nobody else will. That way, if For a moment she feels like a fool. She doesn't have a college degree, no career of her own. She's a housewife and mother of three, and it's a job to make that house a home. Every day the same routine, but it's the life she has chosen. PTA and baseball games, and all the love she can show. Kids are fine, I hope you're doing well in school. Hope you call me again sometime, it's been really good talking to you. Choices she's made, she's so proud to be a mother and wife. She don't mind the same routine, it's the life she has chosen. She provides the care they need, and all the love she can show.
The band Mountain Heart, and playing some very nice contemporary bluegrass. Lovely playing there. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I need to tell you about the sponsors of our show, Shearer's Music Works in Hamilton. They are able to supply all your music needs, your instruments, your books, your accessories, a big range of strings for any instrument that you're going to play. And if you need to buy an instrument, they're the place to go to. Martin guitars, Deering banjos, plus lots of other brands as well. Violins, ukuleles by the thousand, keyboards, drums, and books on how to play them. All sorts of things. Go and see the people at Shearer's Music Works. They're all knowledgeable musicians. They'll all help you select what you're getting. So go and visit them. Tell them thanks for sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. Let's hear from the new vintage bluegrass band, Russell Johnson, mandolin, Earl Llewellyn on guitar, Jan Johansson on fiddle, and Gina Britt on banjo, Zachary McLam on acoustic bass, and they play some fine bluegrass. We're going to hear a couple of tracks from them. What have I picked out? Brand New Pair of Shoes and Room at the Top of the Stairs. New Vintage Bluegrass Band.
I'm
Top of the Stairs, and that was the band New Vintage Bluegrass Band Well, I've just had to redesign my program a little bit because of the fact that the album that I'd selected wouldn't play. So let's get going again. Here's some Dobro playing from a friend of mine. He lives in Los Angeles. He's visited New Zealand. A man called Leroy Mack. He played with the Kentucky Colonels and he played with the Darling Family on the Andy Griffith Show. He's a businessman, but he's also a preacher, and he plays fine Dobro and has been a mainstay of the Los Angeles bluegrass scene for a long time, Mr. Leroy Mack. And here he is playing the Wabash Cannonball. That's a great version of that old classic. My advice to all people learning to play an instrument is you pick a tune like the Wabash Cannonball that's got a great melody to it, and then you just work through it. Every aspect of the tune, you pick it out, you find the key that works best for it, and you try out, you work out what licks fit in, and then you try it in a different key to see if it's any better, and sometimes go back to the original key, sometimes you stay in the new key, and you work out your licks around that and try and get the melody out. And to me, that was just a great version of that song. It works really well for banjo too, and for mandolin. It's any song that's got a nice melody there is worth learning to pick, because you really find your way around the mandolin to get those notes. Appreciated Leroy Mack's playing, and he's a real gentleman, lovely to talk to as well. Ah, you're going to hear from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band now. This is a track we recorded in 1972 when we were living and working in Sydney. It was on the Kersbrook Cottage album, and it's a Tom T. Hall tune called Wash My Face in the Morning Dew. It goes like this.
Strange town that I was in, the county was hanging a man. Nobody cared if he lived or died, and I just couldn't understand. So I washed my face in the morning dew,
bathe my soul in the sun, wash my face in the morning dew, and kept on moving along. The second strange town that I was in, they were laughing at a poor crippled man, begging for nickels and dimes on the street, and I just couldn't understand. So I wash my face in the morning dew, bathe my soul in the sun, wash my face in the morning dew, and kept on moving along. Third strange town that I was in was settled, peaceful and nice. The rich got rich and the poor got poor, and to me it didn't seem right. So I washed my face in the morning dew, bathed my soul in the sun, washed my face in the morning dew, and kept on moving along. Change and it won't be very far, when each injustice I have seen will come before the bar. Then I'll wash my face in the morning dew, bathe my soul in the sun, wash my face in the morning dew, and my journey will be done.
There you are. That's some 1972 bluegrass from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, and some good picking and fiddle playing going on there, as well as the great vocals by Alan Rhodes, who still sounds magic when he sings. Big shout out to all my friends at the Access radio stations throughout New Zealand who are listening. Thank you very much. You might be hearing this on Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, which is the home station, which is where I record it. But it goes around all the Access radio stations, Raglan Community and Plains FM in Christchurch, Arrow FM and Wairarapa, Radio Southland, Otago Access Radio and Coast Access Radio in the Kapiti area. Thank you very much for taking Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you're all listening and enjoying the music. And of course, you know that if you can't ever tune in at the right time to listen, you can always download it as a podcast. Go to the Free FM website, and you pick on podcasts, and from a drop-down list you select Back Porch Bluegrass, and about the last 10 shows there, and you can right-click on them and download them to your computer and listen anytime. Lots of people do that all around the world. What else have we got? We've got the Access radio stations in Canada who are taking the show too, CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia. And at the Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, thanks very much for listening to me over there. And I enjoy your music so much. Bluegrass music that's played throughout USA and Canada. But I like being the voice of it down in Hamilton, New Zealand, and sharing the Australasian approach to bluegrass music. And, of course, all the people on Bluegrass Planet Radio who are listening, thank you very much. I appreciate you tuning in. We're going to hear from Jim Hurst now. I first met Jim Hurst in 2007 when I was visiting the Grass Valley Father's Day Festival, which is on about now, and I should be there. So it's very appropriate that I play Jim on this program. He was working with Claire Lynch at that time, and I had the opportunity to do a song with them in their first set on the Thursday morning, and that was a great experience. He has an album out called Second Son, in which Jim does some lovely guitar playing and singing, which just proves what a valuable sideman he was to Claire Lynch. And we're going to hear from him an instrumental, Lonesome Road Blues. This is one of those banjo tunes I was talking about. You'd pick on a tune and you find it, and it's a great tune to play. I've been playing it lately at home on my banjo, and that's why I picked it out on this one. And then a song called The Long Road. Let's listen to Jim Hurst.
On my knees, they got me in the jailhouse on my knees, Lord, Lord, and ain't gonna be treated this way. Well, I'm going down this road feeling bad, Lord, I'm going down this road feeling bad. I'm going down this road feeling bad, Lord, Lord, and ain't gonna be treated this way.
Fine version that was. That had Alison Brown playing banjo. Really great sound there. Nice to hear the words of the old tune. Well, it's time for a gospel song now. We're going to hear from the Gary Waldrop Band, and this is a song called On the Road Leading Home, and the album that it came from is called The Road Leading Home. Gary Waldrop Band. Gospel song. And while we're on gospel songs, let's hear from Rhonda Vincent from her All American Girl album. We're going to hear what's it called? Jesus Built a Bridge to Heaven. And then we're going to hear a real nice song called The Prettiest Flower There, Rhonda Vincent Band. She calls the band The Rage, but just Rhonda Vincent Band sounds good to me.
Built by hands unseen to the city of gold for eternity. bridge to heaven. A mighty, mighty bridge to heaven. Jesus built a bridge to heaven with three nails and two cross ties. Jesus built a bridge to heaven. A mighty, mighty bridge to heaven. Jesus built a bridge to heaven with three nails and two cross ties. Jesus built a bridge to heaven. A mighty, mighty bridge to heaven. Jesus built a bridge to heaven.
Isn't that a pretty song? Rhonda Vincent and The Rage from the All-American Bluegrass Girl album. There's a little bit on around Hamilton in bluegrass music when you're interested in live music and acoustic music. Coming up, Back Porch Bluegrass. This is a jam session on Sunday, always on the fourth Sunday of the month. And this Sunday, the 24th of June, we've got Auckland band Bluegrass and Beyond great band. There's going to be some excellent bluegrass music. John Olding on guitar, Colin Spear on banjo. You're going to hear Peter Parnham on bass, Steve Gerrish on mandolin. And I think they have a special guest that will be a surprise to you all. So come along, 2:30. It only costs $5 to get in. It's at the Silverdale Normal School Common Room. And we kick off at 2:30. It runs till 5 o'clock. And great time. You can bring along your banjo and your guitar and sing a song, play a tune maybe, and join in, and then listen to bluegrass and beyond. We also have the Morrinsville Country Music Club on the second Friday of the month. 13th of July is the next concert, and that's going to be another good concert as always. That's at the Senior Citizens Hall in Canada Street, Morrinsville. Starts at 7:30 on the Friday evening. It only costs a few dollars to get in. Always live music at Navarra Lounge. On the 26th of July, though, an Americana-style band called the Easy Leaves from the USA is featuring. And as support, there's going to be the Trenwiths, which is myself and my two boys, Sam and Tim, playing our own brand of bluegrassy-styled contemporary music. And usually goes down pretty well. And we thought that as we're a father and two sons outfit, supporting the Easy Leaves, who are also a father and two sons outfit, we thought that would be perfectly appropriate. So come along on the 26th of July to the Navarra Lounge in Victoria Street, Hamilton, and enjoy some music. Coming up, mark this on your calendars, the first weekend of February 2019 is Kiwigrass. That's a bluegrass festival. We're going to have international bands. We've got a band from the USA, and I can tell you now it is going to be the Lonely Heartstrings Band, who are returning to New Zealand. They made lots and lots of friends when they were out here before. People astonished at their music. Well, they're going to feature at the Kiwigrass Festival. We're going to have a couple of bands from Australia that will really impress you, and we're going to have several local bands, and there's going to be two or three stages running, and it's on the 1st to the 3rd of February 2019. So make sure you come along, book in either for the weekend or just plan to come to some of the concerts. I think you'll really enjoy it. What else can I tell you? I think we'll listen to Mountain Heart again from their Force of Nature album, a tune called The Number 6 Barn Dance. That's an easy way to name a tune. These guys are fine pickers and do a great job with the tunes they come up with. And then a classic called The Old Hometown. Let's listen to Mountain Grass. Thank you. Mountain Heart with Barn Dance number 6. We'll take it out with the old hometown. Thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you've enjoyed the program and tune in again next week.
Wander back to the old hometown. You'll never miss home folks until you've gone away, and when you need a friend to help you every day, then you call on mother, but she won't be around. I'd like to wander back to the old hometown. Never roam around. I'd like to wander back.